Well, some of the technology that is behind the likes of self-driving cars could also see us in the next few years have our very first interaction with artificial intelligence when it comes to having a doctor's appointment. How scary does that sound? I guess the future is not too far away. To talk to us about that this morning, Luke Oakden-Rayner from the University of Adelaide, a radiologist and PhD candidate there. Good morning, Luke. How far away are we from basically having our scans done completely by a robot, the whole consultation?
Hi, thanks for having me. We're still a reasonable distance away from having our entire healthcare provided by artificial intelligence, but we're actually already seeing several systems that are being trialled or even rolled out to clinics in various parts of the world as we speak.
So, Luke, what are some of the more interesting applications that are just around the corner that we could be seeing in the near future?
I think there's two major applications that are really exciting at the moment, and these are things that have been proven already in large research groups. The first one was a system that Google created that looks at photographs at the back of the eye and can detect signs of diabetic eye disease just as well as a human ophthalmologist. And so that's already being used in clinics in India at the moment. The second system, which is probably even more exciting, is that a team at Stanford created an artificial intelligence that can look at photographs of skin lesions. So you can imagine just taking a selfie on your smartphone of a skin lesion, and it can tell you if it's likely to be cancer or not, just as well or even better than a dermatologist.
Wow, so that's just effectively can just scan it and say, yep, by the look of this, you have X disease or Y disease, or it's just a rash.
Yeah, that's right. And so they're already working on a smartphone app currently, and so it's probably not that far away that we could have something like that in the hands of sort of the general public.
Is it possible, if we think from a cost perspective too, Luke, that by having these sorts of things out there in the marketplace, that we can sort of free up a lot of that time that is spent on these things so that it can be a cost-saving thing also for the community and the health system as a whole?
Yeah, look, absolutely that's the goal, that these systems are incredibly cheap to run, that you're really only paying for the cost of electricity, and in the sense of diagnosis, per patient, it's probably under a cent.
That's nothing.
So absolutely nothing, exactly. But the issue we're going to have is that we currently have an unmet need for a large number of diagnostic tasks, even in Australia. And so if everyone starts taking photos of their skin lesions, which they're not currently getting checked on, then we may actually have this huge increase in demand for things like biopsies to assess whether they are actually cancer or not. I mean, it may actually increase the amount we need to send patients to dermatologists.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're getting the stuff checked out, then we go and get the biopsy. Although, but if it does prevent cancer or other major things happening in the long run, that's still got to be a good thing, yeah? Even from a cost perspective alone.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's no real chance that we're going to see anything but significant positives from a cost perspective here. Mm-hmm.
Well, the future is now, I guess, Luke, and we'll just keep waiting and wondering. And who knows, we might go to that doctor's appointment, not actually see a man or woman. We might actually see a robot down the road. You never know.
Sometime in the future, yep.
Maybe. Thank you, Luke. It's Luke Oakden-Rayner from the University of Adelaide, radiologist, talking to us about, well, some of those artificial intelligence applications. Oh, that app for your smartphone wouldn't be a bad idea. Save you the trip and you get the answer, be it good, bad or ugly, straight away. It's 27 past 10 at 2 NURFM.